Good afternoon. Welcome to the press conference of the film Love Me Not, a film that is in the official section of the 65th San Sebastian Film Festival. And in order to talk about the film, we have the pleasure of having the producer, Cristina Garcén, Larsen, two of the actors, Christos Lauslis and Lino Rosino, and Alejandro Abranas, who is the director. As usual, I would like you to explain, as we've got the actors, the producer, and the director here with us, please to tell us a bit about how the film emerged. That is to say, yes, could you tell us a bit about how the film came about, the project? I was just saying that perhaps the actors, the producer, or the director could tell us or explain how the project came about to make the film. First of all, this film is based upon a real story that took place in 2010 in Greece. Obviously, things have changed very much, but in Greece, the situation is quite difficult vis-a-vis people's luck and with the difficulty that people have to live nowadays. My idea was to talk a lot about ethics and provoke ethics in this film and readdressing or questioning the ethics of the spectators or the audience. Unfortunately, we live in a society in which values are being lost more and more so, and in general, I believe that things are becoming much more difficult, and that takes us down harsher paths. Thank you. The producer and the Cristina, what interested you in this film? Could you please say that?
English?
English.
Okay, I'll try in English. It was about the post-crisis situation in Greece, and as a French producer, we have quite some time delayed the situation concerning the crisis and the migrants. If it's not obvious that the girl is the migrant in the script, and how everything was dealt only around money. Poor people are going to surrogate for money, and middle class is going to kill someone for money also. And that was my main interest in this script. And also I did enjoy a lot the rough style of Alexandros in his previous movies, Miss Violence. So I thought in between the script and the style of the director might be the good thing to provoke like something very strong and very maybe aggressive to talk about this, because it's not it's serious situation.
Perhaps finally Christos and. What attracted you, Anel, what attracted you to the film, to accept participating in the film? As regards me, it was the director was very important because I have complete confidence in Alexandros. I know his work. I like the way he thinks. I like the way in which he confronts all of the different issues and in a very complete, sincere way, and as if he were really putting the dagger to your throat. It seemed a role which was very interesting. It's a role which, or a woman, better said, who wasn't born as a murderer, but she was a woman or a good person, the truth be said. She was a person who was a good person. Nevertheless, she does a series of, she takes a series of choices in her life which aren't, shall we say, not that ethical and or that correct. As regards myself, I like the fact that nothing is what it seemed in this film, and that reminded me of what happens in real life, where everything is refitted according to what interests us. In a very bitter way, that existed in the script, and that's the thing that I liked in the film. This is what stuck to my mind when I read the script of this film. What I saw was lies everywhere. The attempt to maintain something which is not real. And that lie takes us somewhere. It interests us. It contributes us something. It interests us, but a little further on, that's the first thing that hit me, and that made me interest. It drew my interest to the film. That fact that everything could change and nothing seemed what it was, as it seemed at the beginning of the film. I'd like to know why the issue you choose. The detonating factor is a surrogate mother. I'm not too sure how that issue is addressed in Greece. I'd like to know whether there's any type of, there's a denunciation as regards, this is denounced. The actress, I'd like to ask her, how does she feel as a woman portraying that character who is humiliated when the husband, nothing is done at all to the husband. He escapes. He is scot-free. Why that sexism and so much violence at that level?
It's for you, yeah. And the actress, too. And Eleni, too. Mm-hmm. The other part.
No,
The second part is for me.
The issue here is that Greece is a member of the European Union, and the situation that happens takes place in Greece also happens in other countries. It's being seen more and more, and we see surrogate mothers are being used. But I think to have a son is also sacrosanct, and that to use this method, we're infringing and violating upon moral and ethical issues. I think that we're living in a society which has generated a lot of insatisfaction, and that we believe that we can take in our hand, we can do what's not given to us, and that happens with surrogate mothers, and we can see that in the characters in the film. I think it's a very hot issue at the present moment, and it's an issue that both parties are benefit from it, because on the one hand we have the power of the women who rent out their womb because other people want to have children, and they take full advantage of the power that they have to be a surrogate mother. And then you've got the issue that everyone wants to take full advantage of someone else. And just like Christos and Elena said, they're all lies at the end of the day, and it's all related to the egoism that people have. And we can live with someone next to us without knowing that that person may kill us, and that those people quite often do not react. And that's the reflection of the society we see nowadays and that we live in today. No one's really interested in anybody else. And that's the meaning of the film. And that's the approach we wanted to take, and related to the issue of surrogate mothers at the same time. I would say that once again, the issue of surrogate mothers in Greece, I don't think we're not in the same situation that other European countries may be in which perhaps this is done more so, but it is true that there are many women that offer to provide this service as surrogate mothers.
Άρα δεν υπάρχει μια ιδιαιτερότητα στην Ελλάδα. Όσον αφορά το πώς αν θεωρώ ότι είναι βία.
And as regards to the violence that takes place in the film, that the man does towards his, that woman, that doesn't react, that he abandons her and he leaves, unfortunately, perhaps I would do the same. Perhaps I would do the same. But if that moment, which is so critical, I perhaps would choose to leave the other person and betray that person, quote unquote. So therefore, I think that I would exercise the same power as the man does in this case. And I think this is quite characteristic of people, of human beings. And what we observe in general nowadays, in our times, the times that we live in, is that each and every one of us at a critical moment tries to save one's skin at the end of the day, betraying everybody else in their path. And unfortunately, that's the way things are.
Excuse me. Θέλω να συμπληρώσω κάτι μόνο.
And in order to complete everything that's been said so far, my wife and I in the film, we are pursuing a dream, the dream of being together and to be wealthy.
Και παρόλα τα εγκλήματα,
and despite
ήτανε,
these crimes, my woman for me was my wife, if you catch what I'm saying.
So,
and I've seen how another man absolutely destroyed her. And that's why I didn't love her anymore. Because I'd never seen her as a person, I'd seen her as a trophy, as a prize. I'll have this woman with this money, I'll be rich. And in the moment and when I saw her raped and beaten and totally degraded, she stopped being that trophy or that prize. Not me, of course, but the character that I portray in the film. That's the mindset, shall we say, of the character that I portray. I could say the truth is that the film has surprised me quite a lot, quite pleasantly surprised, because the film is quite heavy, but it surprised me. It's a very good film. Just a question, it's for you, for the director, and another one for the actress. First of all, I would like to the director that that's what I've seen, anyway. That's how I perceive this. When the neighbor turns up, that bad neighbor with the dog turns up, have you tried to give, you tried to tell us what may happen, might happen further on when he treats her like a dog? Is that what you're saying, when he comes along with a dog? That's what I seem to have understood. And to the actress, how did you prepare for that harsh role that you had to portray? Because it's a really tough role that you've had to play, where you're treated, not only you're raped, but you're completely degraded as if you were a dog, and he drags you with a leash. You prepared that scene, those scenes very well, and you portrayed your role very well. Thank you. In the film, the different conditions make a circle. The dog, as you say, prepares the moment that's going to come later on. And also the music that she, when they're drinking wine on the terrace, she prepares the next moment as well. And that's all a sort of revenge. Obviously, the entire film is very very tough, very hard, but the dog, we love the dog, but in Greek there's an expression that says to drag someone along as if he or she were a dog. And I think that in this case, the issue is that the neighbor understands that he can do anything he wants with this woman because he doesn't have any identity, and this awakens his worst instincts, the worst instincts in a person. As I said, everything is like a cycle. And everything, the cycle completes the circle, shall we say. It all finishes where it started off. the person who comes along, and the person who, we know that he's a strange person, and we don't think he's going to do anything to her, but then, but I haven't hidden anything, I've shown everything in the film, but I've allowed the spectator to believe, to see what he or she is seeing on the screen, and to leave that meaning according to what they understand when they see the film. I would like to say that it wasn't difficult to portray those violent scenes, as may seem, but for me as an actress, the body side of things wasn't pleasant, obviously I was helped very much, and they took a lot of care of me during the whole shooting of the film, my colleagues, but that wasn't the difficulty for me was more the following, and that is, in the first part of the film, not so much those moments at the end, which are much harsher, physically speaking, but the first ones at the beginning of the film, because we had to decide on how she was going to show, how I was going to portray the hypocrisy in my character, those gray areas in which the truth is that we are hypocrites, and that at the end of the day, the reality, people believe we're good people, but when in reality we're not. That part where I had to fake that I really believe, and I tried to show to everyone else that a surrogate mother is going to have a great time with us. That was the toughest part, that hypocrisy that we had to try to portray and appear that we had. Hi, good afternoon. Alexandros, I've seen practically all of the films in the official section. I can say that this is the one that has received not warmer applause, but the most prolonged applause after seeing the film. But at the same time, it's the film that I've seen that more people have gotten up just in that scene when they start to torture Lenny's character. The fact that the film may generate so much rejection and admiration at the same time, was that one of your objectives? What I was interested in is for my films should leave a mark on the spectator, not to get up and leave, but I want the spectator and the audience to get into the film, to even communicate with the film. That is, say, when someone gets up and leaves, well, I don't know what to do, because the truth is, when we deal with issues that are so hard and tough and difficult, it's a risk, because we all want to be applauded at the end of the film. But nowadays, our society needs to see things that will cause a problem, where it will seem a problem. These are things that happen every day. These are things that that happens in our day-to-day and in our lives. And sometimes it's not easy to accept them. So therefore, I think that when someone doesn't like what they're seeing, well, they just get up and leave. Well, the spectator can get up and leave and applaud. That doesn't depend on the director. What I want is for the spectator, the audience, to react in some way to my film, because I think we're a society that we've stopped reacting to things nowadays.
Well, my name is Paul Katzenberger from Germany. Paul.
Hello.
And I'm wondering, you just mentioned, or you linked the topic of your film to the economic and financial crisis in Greece. And I know that life is not easy in Greece right now, but is it really that unethical as you show it in your film? I mean, do people really only lie and you cannot believe anything any longer, and there is no morale at all?
Life isn't easy in Greece, and that happened 8 years ago. But now, it's not that it's not easy, now it's practically impossible, there's no hope left. The word revolution that existed in the past has been deleted. Nobody uses it, the truth be said. People, I don't know whether it exists in the dictionary even, and people try only to see on their own and try to achieve what they've lost or what they deserve, because prior to the economic downturn or crisis, we had a dream. But when that dream is stolen from you, I think that in our generation, that's what's happened to our generation. I think our generation has most suffered, those of us who are because they didn't live the American dream, because older people have lived through this. They lived a period of time which was very good and a very abundant time, but our generation has not lived that, unfortunately gone through such a good period. At the back there, please. Hi. Two questions, but the first... You've just answered the first question, but I'll ask you the second question. That is, do you believe in the European Union? Do you have a Europe? Do you believe that Greece should continue in the European Union or not? Thank you. I'm not a politician. I'm a director, a film director, and I think that Greece should continue in the European Union, a Europe that has to develop further than what it has so far. But the political issue, I don't know in detail the political issue in Europe. But nevertheless, I think that Greece is the future of Greece is in the European Union. The future will continue to be in the European Union. Any further questions? Yes, there's one over here. Hi. I've got several things to say, and one of these is that why the relationships between the characters are developed that little. It seems that, I don't know whether you notice it, but at least that it seems to me that they don't love each other, they only want the money. And as regards to the neighbor, we know he's a madman who allows himself to go along the madness of society, or he's simply looking for something. But that's all you tell, basically. You want to make the person suffer because you believe that she deserves it, or that what that person has done deserves to be treated that way. How did you choose using the neighbor? Why did you choose a person who initially seems very nice, that we could have placed a person who was much stronger, or even with a bad guy's face, but because at the end you're really afraid of him? And secondly, and for women and for any people, what she does to the leading actress is horrible, even from the beginning. But you could have proposed more violence, perhaps, in that last scene or not. I'm not too sure whether that's what you wanted or just simply that was sufficient. I'm not too sure that I explained myself too well.
I think that
it's horrible. The scene in the pool, it says, I could drown you, but I won't, because then I can visit you whenever I want. I think that the husband, when he leaves her with this man, because we don't even know if he's interested in the money, because perhaps he considers that's a done thing already that he's achieved. There's nothing harder than after we've seen everything that happens to the woman, there's nothing harsher than to know that she's going to be stuck there with the neighbor, that in the next scene he could cut her into pieces. We don't know, because the film doesn't go that far. But The neighbor is a tough character. He's a manipulating character, and I think that it was not necessary just to show this. I think it's a vision of what you see from this character. Also, about his life, that is to say, why haven't I shown more about his life? Because we all know somebody who initially seemed to be a really nice person, and then they show us their worst side. So therefore, I don't think it was necessary for us to have more information upon that neighbor. Simply, he had to be a character with a small little story who's around the corner, because sometimes when we analyze the stories too much or we take them too far in depth, we lose the story per se. So therefore, I think it was enough to be able to understand his character and the story. Have I answered everything, have I? Good, thank you. I was thinking now that perhaps Lenis's role is a reflection of the inhabitants in Greece are reflected and how they see it, and then perhaps the neighbor's role is how the Greeks see Germany, for example. That comes to, springs to my mind, that sort of approach. In every film that we make, someone always makes a remark upon La Troika, Germany. That's not my intention. No, they are not references to them at all. But the relationship which is more between two generations. It's the relationship between two generations. And because I see two people who are trying to reveal rebel against something, something that is already a given, and that happens in both generations. I just want to ask the director to clear up why you've said that the word revolution doesn't exist anymore, and all of that rage that exists in the film, related to what you've just said, because I think it's in the deep bottom part of the film. Revolution existed until 2008 quite intensely in Greece. After the crisis, everyone tried to rebel against the system. And everyone tried to rebel against the situation that they didn't consider to be fair. In the sense of revolution is something that always provides hope to abandon and escape from the situation you're in at a given moment. But when the situation takes long over time and it lasts for 8 or 10 years, and when you see that there no changes are happening and that they're reducing the quality of life, that the salaries are dropping, that poverty is growing, and so therefore we lose the word revolution disappears as well as the word hope. So therefore, I think that revolution for me is something, the loss of that word means that people think that how am I going to, me and my family going to survive? This is something, it's quite despair. It's a pity to see that nowadays. I hope I've answered you. Question for one, time for one last question if someone wants to. Nobody? In order to finish, I would like to ask you to talk about the staging of the film. That's, that draws my attention. It's a very violent film, as has been mentioned. It's very tough. But there's a staging of the film which is very austere, the portrayal of the characters, the artistic design, the camera, and how you approach every one of the scenes. That was done. How did you approach all of that at the end of the day? First of all, I wasn't interested in the film being more violent. I wanted the audience and the spectator to live it in a very raw manner, a very simple manner. I didn't want to manipulate, shall we say, the spectator or the audience. What I wanted was for the spectator to manage everything that the film provokes. That is to say, and with the producers, they were the first people who believed in the film. In Greece at present, the situation is difficult because, albeit we work a lot in the film industry, but the budgets are being less reduced. I want to thank the producers for having backed us up and believed in us, and the entire crew and the cast, the actors that have worked so tough in order to make this film. Thank you very much. I wish you the best of luck with the film, I hope, and thank you very much for being here in San Sebastian today, and thank you very much for coming.